From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Iraq, efforts underway to form a new government. The parties are at least talking to each other.
But first. An historic election for Palestinians today. They are choosing a parliament for the first time in a decade. The ruling Fatah party faces a strong challenge from the militant Hamas movement, and Hamas is participating in these elections for the first time ever. With us now from Nablus is NPR's Linda Gradstein. And Linda, you've been out talking to voters. What's the mood like?
The mood is very upbeat, optimistic. Everywhere you go, there's campaign posters, there's people handing out baseball caps or scarves or all kinds of, you know, campaign things, despite the fact that there's not supposed to be campaigning today. There's music, there's jingles. It's really a sense of optimism. I was in three places today. I was in Ramallah, in the Balata refugee camp, and in Nablus itself. And in all of those places, the election was going very smoothly. There were lines at the polling places. Overall, there was just a very good feeling. There had been a lot of fears that there might be violence. Yesterday in Nablus, and a Palestinian election worker was killed. He was from a rival Fatah faction. It was Fatah within Fatah. There was some violence, and there were some fears about today. But everything really went very smoothly, and people said they felt like this was a very important step towards a Palestinian state, a way to show the world that Palestinians can have democracy.
And do you get a sense of how much support Hamas is garnering?
Well, Hamas is most likely going to make a very strong showing. The polls were showing that Hamas will gain between 35% and 40% of the seats in the parliament. Voters were given two ballots. Half of the seats come from a national list and half in local districts. And in both of those lists, Hamas really is making a very strong showing. Some of that is people's frustration with Fatah. Many people have said that they feel that Fatah is corrupt, that it hasn't done anything to help them. I talked to quite a few voters who said, well, last time I voted Fatah, but I really want something different, and I'm voting for Hamas. So Hamas is likely to make an extremely strong showing.
And I understand Hamas is portraying itself a little bit differently these days.
Well, Hamas is definitely sending out kind of moderate statements. One of the things that's interesting is if you look at the Hamas election propaganda, there's no mention of destroying the state of Israel. There's no, you don't even see, you know, guns on the Hamas propaganda. And there seems to be kind of a debate within Hamas. Some Hamas leaders say, well, even if we join the government, get ministerial positions, we're not going to disarm, we're not going to negotiate with Israel. And Israel and the international community, the United States, say they will not talk to a Palestinian authority that has Hamas in it if Hamas does not disarm itself. Other people in Hamas are much more practical and saying, look, if we become part of the government, then we're accepting the ground rules of the government, and that some Palestinian analysts say Hamas will become more pragmatic and would perhaps agree to extend the ceasefire, which has been going on for a year, and that Hamas inside the government, some analysts say, is better than Hamas outside the government, where it could play a spoiler role.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Nablus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.